In 1941, Orson Welles made a film that became a classic. Citizen Kane. In 2026, we seem to be in the middle of another film, a rather more dystopian one. We can call it Citizen Kaun. Kaun in Hindi means who? Citizen who? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. West Bengal in India just went to the polls with several million voters struck off the electoral rolls, banished to some kind of limbo land. The Special Intensive Revision, or SIR, process was meant to clean up the voter list. In the process, over 8 million voters were struck off the list, more than 10% of the electorate. It has become a hot-button election issue, though once the election is over, the issue will probably recede from our consciousness and media attention. But we will be no nearer a consensus on how to determine what citizenship really means. And this isn't just about West Bengal. The fight to define citizenship and draw borders around it has gathered a lot of steam in recent years all over the world. That is why Donald Trump in the USA decided to make history by attending a Supreme Court hearing about his plan to dismantle the idea of birthright citizenship, something established by the 14th Amendment in the US Constitution. In 2025, President Trump issued an executive order instructing the federal government to deny birthright citizenship to the children of non-citizens, arguing this was a way to end birthright citizenship for those whose parents were in the USA illegally, an order that's being challenged in court. Neither the right to birthright citizenship nor the clamor for its removal is rooted in particularly noble ideals. In an article in the Christian Science Monitor, Kim Lane Chappelle, a professor at Princeton University, says a key reason for birthright citizenship in the first place was that Europeans thought of places like the Americas as the New World, which is to say largely empty and in need of people. Now the US considers itself a developed country, and it wants to control who becomes a citizen. That's why Donald Trump reposted a message from a conservative radio host who attacked birthright citizenship as a way for a baby to become an instant citizen and then, quote unquote, bring the entire family in from China or India or some other hellhole on the planet. Unsurprisingly, India has reacted angrily to the post, calling it uninformed, inappropriate, and in poor taste, especially coming from a man who has also called India a great country with a very good friend of mine at the top. All around the world, though, every country is tightening its citizenship and immigration laws, and it has its own ideas, spoken or unspoken, of what might be the hellhole they do not want immigrants from. For one country, it might be India and China. For another, it might be the tracts of Myanmar and Bangladesh where the Rohingyas have their refugee camps. Citizenship, at its core, is always about the effort to define people like us. That's the real reason why in the early history of the US, many states only allowed white male property owners the right to vote. That is, people just like the founding fathers. Citizenship, even now, becomes all about trying to identify the other, the people not like us, the ones with divided loyalties. For example, the infamous 1960 Norman Tebbit test from the United Kingdom, where the British conservative politician came up with the idea of the cricket test as he wondered which side the country's British Asian population would cheer for in a cricket match, the one they came from or the one they lived in. In 2018, Tebbit said his cricket test was immaterial because the UK cricket team was now filled with British Asians anyway. He instead proposed a new test on BBC.
One test I would use is to ask them on which side their fathers or grandfathers or whatever fought in the Second World War. And you'll find that the polls and the Czechs and the Slovaks were all on the right side. And so that's a pretty good test, isn't it? Perhaps we even managed to teach them to play cricket gradually over the years.
But long after any cricket match is over, and this particular election in West Bengal is lost or won, the question it stirred up will remain with us. Citizen Kaun? Citizen Who?
I'm Charles Foster Kane!
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.